Right now, it is time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, and also cummerbunds. Good morning there, Mr. Lynch.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm terrific. You know, beautiful day here in the United States of America.
Speaking about terrific, I have to say something. I'm not a huge follower of the Queen, but you know what? This woman is an amazing woman. She really is. How many presidents now has she seen from this country?
How about prime ministers? Her first prime minister is Winston Churchill.
Yeah, from World War II to now, and this woman is still together.
Yeah, she's very together.
It amazes me. It absolutely amazes me.
And, you know, very together.
There's no reason why she shouldn't be together. It's the monarchy. She's very well taken care of, but still. I don't know, Jim. But anyway, so...
She always said the only time...
She's got what you call the British grit.
Yeah.
And let's face it, I don't know if our president appreciated it, but she is a veteran of the Second World War. She drove a Jeep.
That's right. He mentioned that during the speech.
All of her family, her two grandsons, for instance, served in the military. It's a very British tradition.
Jim, I'm sure you heard his speech.
It used to be a tradition here, as we saw with the McCain family, two admirals, John, and on we go. So there we are.
And I'm sure you heard his toast where he mentioned and referenced the her service in the ATS and her family service.
Right, right.
He left it.
Okay, folks, well, let's get right to the market, get over that little headache, and we'll go on to other little things. Stocks have been fading. We've indicated on several shows we thought we were beginning to slow down economically. The numbers are coming in, and we are slowing down. The policies of the current occupant in the White House are, to say the least, quite stupid and very negative economically for our country and the rest of the world. So I believe the recession that is about to happen will continue. And as long as we continue these policies of tariffs and against our allies and everybody else, we're going to go into a further recession as confidence continues to go from ebbing to flowing on the negative side. I would say that if this person is allowed to do what he's been doing, not only economically, but politically, we could see ourselves on the cusp of more than a recession. That said, we've advised people, I know if you read me on LinkedIn, to cut back on the equity exposure. It's up to the individual and the securities they hold. You prune diligently, but non-emotionally. I would again prune once more. I do expect the market to break the previous lows, which probably occurred in December of last year. That said, we also advised, I think, on a show or two, to buy two-year governments, and two-year governments are going up in price, down in yield. That wasn't the purpose of the call. The purpose was safety. So be diligent. Do your research. If you own a fund and you don't really know what you own in the fund or what the fund does, get a prospectus and find out where you have invested your money. That said, let's go to something which is quite timely. People have been talking about this, a fellow named Jack Tapper on the CNN. But there was a book put out in 1984, would you believe, before 1984. It was called 1984, and it was written by a man named George Orwell. You might have heard the name, George Orwell. That's his pen name. He's a British man. He wrote the book in 1949, and it's about, I'll throw a few terms out at you, Big Brother, mind control, things like that. these topics are interwoven in this very, very well done but chilling novel about what can happen to a society if they lose sight of the truth and give in to emotion and give in to the crowd. I strongly suggest you go to Wikipedia and get the plot and all kinds of detail on it. I also suggest you reread the book. But let me give you a quote, Orwell's writing now from the book, 1984, and it goes something like this: the party, namely the group that's doing this mind control, the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was the final, most essential command. I repeat that. The party, and we might put in parens, Republican, told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was the final, most essential command, paren, of the party. I believe you have been witnessing, maybe experiencing, certainly seeing this kind of mentality throughout the land.
The amazing thing about the book 1984 is
book 1984.
It was written in the 1950s.
It was written in 1949.
The book is 1984.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyhow, read it. And you'll get a strong sense of what we've been going through. And you got to do something about it. You got to wake up. You got to figure out who you're going to vote for at every level. You got to get over yourself in terms of emotion, in terms of the prettiest candidate, and go with a candidate who is going to work for the people, all of the people, every last person in the country, Republican, Democrat, liberal, whatever. There's another thing going on that been going on for a long time. But a couple of chaps up at Columbia wrote an article recently on this anti-sentiment that is espoused. And it basically cuts to the chase and indicates over the countless years how the white male has been predominant based on percentages in American society. That has declined from about 60-some-odd% to, it's going on 50%, I guess. And the article basically says this is one of the problems we're having here with racism and with an anti-woman sentiment, that the powers that be, the white, I should have said Christian man, now feel that they are going to eventually be outnumbered and possibly lose even more power than they've gradually been losing. I just say this to you to think of it philosophically, not in a negative term, but philosophically. The world changes. That's part of the way the world goes. The world rejuvenates itself. That's all we're seeing here. But what we are seeing is a group of people, who basically feel they're losing their power. And rather than going with the normal trend of humanity, they're fighting it, and they're fighting back in a way that's negative, with againstness. Anyhow, it's thoughts just to think about and be honest with oneself in terms of what exactly is going on here, because the againstness that we have seen in this country currently, it's not too pretty. Let me tell you, the idea comes from Harvard professor Stephen Levitsky and Columbia Law prof David Posen, P-O-Z-E-N, and Stephen's last name is L-E-V-I-T-S-K-Y, and it's called Saving Democracy Through Anti-Hardball Tactics. This comes from a lecture March 26th by one of them. I suggest you get on the internet and look it up. And you'll see that in 1994, white Christians were 74% of the electorate. In 14, they were down to 57%. That's all Christians, women as well. And by 2024, they're projected to be less than 50%. So within this fine country, we have some natural things happening. It's like the young get old and the younger people take over in management and things of that nature. It's a very natural thing, but it's fraught with emotion, this particular change. So that's all I have for this few minutes.
All right. Then could we talk for a second about the whole, this has been flagged for about a year or so, so people have had a chance to get out of.
I couldn't hear you, Jill. I'm sorry.
I said this has been flagged for about a year, so people have had the opportunity to get out of things. And with the whole European regulation, antitrust, which they don't call it for, the GAFA, Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon. And that has now, interestingly, in my view, I mean, moved. It has slow walked to these shores. How do you expect that to affect people, if at all?
Well, firstly, it's obvious that we've discovered that these, let's just talk Facebook for a minute. You know, Facebook has been used by people, by the enemy, by people who are trying to do the U.S. harm. And Facebook was aware of this. They've lied. We know they've lied. We've seen the lies in front of Congress to make money. And we have got to corral the beautiful tiger, which technology is, but we can't allow it to ruin our lives nor our country. In terms of these other behemoths like Google and Amazon, it's a tough call because Amazon does create a lot of convenience, a lot of product, and but it's gotten to a point now that it's become too dominant in our way of life, and we are in a capitalistic society, God bless it, and we do very well as a people, richest in the world, really, at least in dollars and cents. So corralling these things are going to be very, very difficult. The information flow is one thing, and that's where Google comes in.
Which is free.
And coming back to Big Brother for a minute, the 1984 novel, you know, Google has access, as does Facebook, to all kinds of information about us.
They've already sold all the data. I mean, the HealthQuest thing yesterday or the day before, which was only recently reported in an SEC filing, but which happened sometime in the last 6-7 months, it's just another 12 million people's medical records and so forth. I mean, there's actually no fund. Facebook and Google have been in the selling of people's data business for the last 15 years. I mean, it's very profitable. It's what we're dealing with right now, obviously, is are the consequences of this and having created essentially a convenience, let's call it a convenience society, where it's easier to just sit down and order something without even really knowing what it is. Now, by the way, I am all for Amazon, Amazon Prime, in a lot of ways. I'm not for putting people out of business just because. So my idealistic view is that there is a balance that can be struck. But what I don't see as helpful, but what I do see as changing, is people are now in a situation where they are going to have to learn to actually do things and run businesses, etc., to be competitive.
We only have about 2 minutes left here.
So I just want to throw that into the mixture too.
Okay, well, that's a very big football, and the way I was thinking as you were talking was, one, this is a huge problem. It's not a problem that we should allow Congress to begin talking us to death on. I think we need to get people who have a platform, and I'm going to say something very simplistic, but it begins to address the former abuse that has happened. And it's our information has been abused. So what I would say is I'd like some very outspoken people in the House, and hopefully somebody in the Senate, to sit down and map out a plan whereby everybody's information, and have the various companies furnish this on subpoena, and get the all of the people who they have basically stolen information from without people's consent. They should be given X amount of dollars to reconstitute whatever they need to do in terms of their own security. I don't have an answer to them doing something for their security. But I do know, to safeguard yourself, you do need money in this particular environment. But that said, these companies must be brought to a halt by the only thing that does sometimes stop corporate misdeeds, and that's huge fines. And it's something that must emanate from the Congress and be passed into law, and these companies should be forbidden from ever taking anybody's information and using it. Not with the proviso that, gee, if you want to use our service, we're going to use your information, but rather with the proviso, all right, we would like your information, and we will pay you $10,000 for the right to use your information. You click a button, yes, and you get 10 G's in your bank account, okay? That's the only way you're going to corral these companies. Talking to them, having them promise, saying, oh, we're great citizens and so forth, does not do it. We have been lied to by Facebook time and again. So they must pay for their lies, and more importantly, going forward, if they want information, and I'm being overly simplistic, they will have to give people money for it.
All right. Well, we're out of time.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I don't know, Marshall. You really...
Time flies.
You're talking up a storm here today.
Time flies when you're having fun.
So it does.
All right there, Jimbo.
Okay. You have a great day, huh?
Take care. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.